Well, my name is Lafayette Frederick. The date is March 18, 2011. And almost exactly 88 years ago, I arrived in a little sharecropper shack in the state of Mississippi, in a small community that had the rather quaint name of Dog Bog, Mississippi. My folk moved from there, though. I lived there only a year. My folk moved from there because my father wanted to be in a place where textbooks were free. And in Mississippi, textbooks were not free. In fact, the matter is, there was no support for public education for blacks at that time in the state of Mississippi. So we moved to Missouri. And as a consequence, I grew up in the southeastern part of Missouri, the part of Missouri that's referred to commonly as the boot heel of Missouri. Because both my mother and my father were school teachers. My father was a school teacher and a tenant farmer, a cotton farmer. I had decided kind of early on that I would not teach. I would not go into education. I was going to go into some other field eventually, but I wasn't quite sure what field that was. But as it turned out, after graduating from high school and going to college at Tuskegee, my freshman year, I did rather well in the biology course. And as a consequence, I was asked to serve as the biology laboratory instructor for the introductory biology course that was offered at Tuskegee. Well, I was quite young. I started college when I was just barely 16. And so I knew that the students who would be in the laboratory classes would be mostly older than I would be. And I had great trepidations about really teaching, serving as a laboratory instructor, biology laboratory instructor, and trying hard to get out of it. But then in order to be at Tuskegee, I had to work, and I had to work as many hours as was allowable and still carry a full load. So even though I tried to get out of serving as a biology laboratory instructor, when I went to the labor department at my beginning of my sophomore year, they told me that they've asked for you over in biology, and that's where you're going. And so I ended up starting teaching the biology laboratory class. Well, as it turned out, the professors only gave the lectures, and so that the undergraduate students, there was no graduate program, the undergraduate students were entirely responsible for the laboratory, organized the laboratory, giving the exams and whatever. So I began teaching then, and for the remaining part of my stay at Tuskegee, I was a biology laboratory assistant. Well, I still didn't have any notion in mind, really, of going into going into education in any way. At that time, the World War II was on. I knew that eventually I would be drafted and would have to go into the service. And I, after having some experience in teaching biology, although my major was really landscape designing or technical agriculture, I had decided that probably I might exercise an option and take advantage of the GI Bill and go into medicine. When I finally ended up in the Navy and at near the end of the war and went out to the Hawaiian Islands and was stationed out there because at the time I went out, the war was coming to a close. I was aboard ship headed to Hawaii when the first atomic bomb was dropped. And so I ended up being stationed at the Naval Air Station, on the island of Hawaii. While there, at the Naval Air Station, the only jobs or the only assignments that blacks had for the most part was in what was called garbage detail, or bringing in supplies to the commissary. I think one or two might have been motor mechanics down on the landing mat. But other than that, blacks were not in sailors were not in public works in any way or in any other all kind of offices. But I had had experience in journalism as being editor of the campus paper at Tuskegee during my junior and sophomore years. And I thought, well, I like journalism, so I may go into journalism. But prior to going into the Navy, I had worked in the shipyards in Vancouver, Washington, and ended up in a draftsman's office. I didn't expect to go to get that position as a draftsman, but I saw while working in the shipyard as an electrician's helper, I saw an article in the shipyard newspaper that they were looking for a person to do drafting in the electrical engineering department. But having been in landscape designing, I knew something about how to use T-squares and triangles and that sort of thing. So I went over to inquire about that, not expecting any positive results. Well, they asked me about my experience, and I said, well, I don't have any experience really in electricity. I'm just working now as an electrician's helper, but I know how to handle instruments and that kind of thing. He said, well, okay, we were looking for someone really who had experience in electricity. And I thought that was just a nice way of saying, you know, that we aren't going to hire you. But to my surprise, about a month, less than a month later, someone of my schoolmates told me, says, look, I understand you're going into the drafting room. And I said, well, I hadn't heard that, but I went to work that evening. The foreman in charge of my group said, look, you're supposed to report to the drafting office tomorrow morning, so you're going to take a job as a draftsman. Mm-hmm. So I ended up then in the Navy, finally, in the drafting room as an electrical draftsman. Well, on account of that, when I got to Hawaii, after spending about 9 weeks in service school for electrician's mate at Hampton, although I didn't expect to be appointed to public works at all, I went to inquire about the position. A position was open in the shipyard, in the base newspaper, and as a reporter. And I went to inquire about that. And they told me, they said, well, okay, they took my information about me and said, we'll contact you later. Well, several days had passed. I hadn't heard, so I decided to stop by the office to inquire. And they said, look, aren't you a draftsman? I said, well, I have been doing drafting. He said, well, you've been assigned to public works as an architectural draftsman. Mm-hmm. So that next morning, sure enough, I got the orders to go down to public works to the drafting room. Well, of course, when I finally went into the drafting room and was met by the civilian in charge and then the officers in charge, it was a big drafting room with about 15 or 20 drafting tables in the room. And they were all sailors or CBs, and there was a wave in there. And it was kind of a shock to them when I walked in and began to talk to the civilian in charge about the prospect of coming into that room as an architectural draftsman. Work completely stopped. They couldn't quite believe that a person like me had any skill or understanding of drafting. Well, the fact of the matter is I could draft, but I didn't know much about architecture. But they weren't going to know that. So as it turned out, I ended up being placed on the very first desk in the room as a draftsman to do plans for building renovations and that sort of thing at the Naval Air Station. While there then, I decided, now, I like architecture also. So then I had to make up my mind. Now, when I finally discharged, shall I go on and get an advanced degree in some area of the plant sciences? Should I consider applying for a medical school? Or should I consider a career in architecture? Well, I liked architecture, and I weighed the prospects. They said, well, if I go into medicine, I'd want to specialize and be a surgeon of some sort. And that's got to take me about 10 years for me to do that. If I go into architecture, I don't really have the engineering background to do that, and I would want to be in a position to do rendering and that sort of thing, and I don't have that kind of background, and I'd have to acquire that background. So I don't know. Perhaps going into architecture is not the way I should go. I had developed quite an interest in